Vessel Shem Mizbeach will begin Paragat Shir in the 9th chapter of Nam Sech Hashem, the Laws of Neighbors and Savior, Kingdom Book of Acquisitions. In this paragraph, we begin a new category of distancing damages, which is related to the previous paragraph regarding as the requirements of neighbors having distances, but then there's in general regarding obligations from one entity to another entity. We, in this paragraph, we discuss regarding the specific of distancing damages from a wall, from a field, from an apartment. As Rami gives a lochalf regarding distancing a damaging entity from his friend's wall. So lo yachbar adam bar, a person should not dig a cistern, which type of a pit, but a shiach, not a trench, or a ma'ara, not a cave. So all similar types of pits, just slightly different. But lo yavi amas amayim, neither could he bring a stream of water. But lo yasta bereichas amayim, neither could he bring a pool of water, lishris ba begadim lechabes, which is to soak the garments in order to do laundry over there. But tzad kasar shechaver, neither one of these entities can be made on the side of his friend's wall. Elam ken hirchi mekosar shechaver, unless he distances from his friend's wall, shleisha tfacham, 3 handbreadths. Moreover, the yasid besid lekosar barzeh, and he should cement, plaster it with lime, with cement, for the wall of this pit, or the gathering of the water in this pit, or the wall of the canal, on his friend's side, it should be also cemented, so the water does not get absorbed, and then ruin his friend's wall. One has to distance the olive refuse after you squeeze out the oil, and the tar, which all these different things destroy, ruin a wall because of the heat that's inherent in them. Vesamelech, and the salt, vesasid, and the lime, vesaslime, and these are certain types of rocks which cause the earth to crumble beneath the wall and causing it to get ruined. He has to distance these things from his friend's wall, shleisha tefachim, 3 handbreadths. Oli sod besid, or, and that's in this gear, says definitely in this halacha, or he has to cement it with lime. Or mechikines azram, he has to distance plants, vesamachresh, and the plowing, ves haguma, the pit, shemeskabitz ba'mimir naglaim, that urine collects inside of it, which is very acidic, min hakos from the wall, shleisha tefachim, 3 handbreadths. Halacha gimel, mechikines rechayim, when it's to distance the mill, min hakos from the wall, shleisha tefachim, 3 handbreadths, min rechayim atachlinim, from the lower part of the mill, shemarbo min aleinu, which is 4 from the upper one, because it gets narrower on the top. Again, the reason for this is kedusha leyono, I said that it shouldn't make the wall shake, or kedusha leyavalenu, b'kol rechayim, or that the neighbor shouldn't get frightened from the sound of the mill. One has to distance the oven from the wall, shleisha tefachim mikarkiyasi, 3 handbreadths from the ground, shemarba mitzvasai, which is 4, meaning from the bottom part of it, from the oven, which is 4 from the edge, again, which is narrower. Again, shleiyachem akaisel, you can't have that within this 3/4 tefachim from the wall, so that it shouldn't heat up the wall because of the heat that could ruin the wall. Halacha hei. Evan shakov is makab gadmalav, the stone that the launderer hits the garments on it. Ache slavna, until it whitens the garments. Tzarch laharchik oisa arba amis mikosh shachaber. He have to distance 4 amis from the friend's wall. Why so much space? Shabbat shakov is makalav, because when the launderer hits on it, hamayim netazim, the water is spraying all over the place, mazik lekaisel, and it's going to spray far, and if it's going to damage the wall, therefore he requires 4 amis. Halachavav leyashin odem mayim betzad kosa shachaber. Person should not urinate at the side of a friend's wall, unless he is doing at a distance of 3 handbreadths. But medvamum, when we say this, because lavanim, if it's a wall made out of bricks, a because lavanim, but a wall made out of stone, all you have to do is distance a handbreadth. And if this was a stone that's very dry and the moisture does not harm it at all, like marble, then you could urinate right there on the side without distancing anything at all. Halacha Zayin continues regarding distancing a ladder. So, one has to distance a ladder from a dovecot, which is where the birds stay. Arba amas, a distance of 4 amas. Conditionally, tikpats anemia, so that a marten, a certain small type of creature, should not jump. But at the time when he's putting down the ladder, because that would be considered like as if you're actively damaging the moment that you're putting down the ladder, and then it's going to go up on the ladder to the dovecot. But like it's going to eat the neighbor's birds. Halachachas, marchikinas a koisel min a maschila, shal chaveroi. Person has to distance the wall from the drain pipe of his friend, arba amas, 4 amas, so that the owner of the drain pipe should have space to put up his ladder and to fix his drain pipe. But since he has taken possession of the drain pipe, if you don't give him space where to fix his drain pipe, it's going to get ruined. It's not going to be effective. And therefore, that goes into his chazaka. Therefore, you can't put your wall over there right next to the drain pipe. You have to give him space for Amos that he could put a ladder over there to fix his drain pipe. Halacha test continues regarding distancing a wall from his friend's wall. So Reuven shayu kasli somach lekeis al Shimon. So if Reuven had his wall near to Shimon's wall, kamin gam, like a gam, which is a like an endachaf, like an L-shaped bracket. So it's a perpendicular. Obad Reuven lasi lekeis al Shimon. Now Reuven's coming to make a second wall, connected lekeis al Shimon, opposite Shimon's wall. Achayasa shleish kason kamin beis. So he's making now his own L, and he has the pre-existing. It's going opposite. Now it's going to be parallel. He had one wall perpendicular. That's going to be parallel to make like the three walls like a base. So Hari Shimon Makvalav, Shimon could stop him from making the third wall. Asher Yachad may connect to Ab Amos until he distances it from a distance of four Amos. So that the area between the two walls should be wide enough that people could step in over there. So you have to have space, which are at least Dalar Amos. But this Chazak Arutz, and what's the purpose of people being able to walk between the two walls, is that the earth should be strengthened, because when people trample, it makes it stronger and tighter. Now, when we say this halacha limitation, is because of Gina, is the wall of a garden, or because of Chatzar, or the wall of a courtyard, Be'ir Chadasha, by a new city, where there was never yet anyone really stepping appropriately to strengthen the ground. So then you have to leave space, so that you're making a new wall, it has to be where people can walk in there. Because if it's too narrow, people not getting in there, it's going to be too soft the ground. A Be'ir Yishana, but by an old city, it's already been strengthened, and then you can build opposite it without giving any space. So let's say there wasn't in the length of Shimon's wall, that's where Reuben's building his two walls opposite. Shabbanikanai is building opposite, that wall itself was not Arba Amos, was not for Amos. Then Reuben does not have to distance, even though he's stopping people from walking over there. Because that wall that he has is less than 4 amas, in the Tzor Chizik Arutz does not need to be strengthened with the ground. It's not so big and long, and therefore does not have to have this Chizik Arutz. Halacha Yud continues regarding the extension, the width of the pit from his friend's field. So Misha Balach Barbar, besides there, if someone's coming to dig a pit at the end of his field, to put it right next to his friend's boundary. So, if his friend's field is not meant for pits, for example, let's say it's what's called stebe sabal, which is not for green water, and that guy doesn't have to actually actively water it, so you don't need a well over there. So, he could put his pit right by the boundary, and the neighbor cannot protest by claiming, oh, I also want to go ahead and make a pit, and it can't be so close. No, because you don't need a pit. But now, let's say subsequently his neighbor, he changed his mind, and he wants to have a pit in his field too. He has to first distance from the wall of this guy's cistern 3 hand breaths. Until now you have a space between the two pits themselves, the ear space, because the walls of the pits take up space. So if you're distancing your wall from that guy's wall 3 tvachim, that's going to be the ear space of the two pits, are going to be a distance of 6 tvachim. Now, let's say, however, initially his friend's field was made for making a pit too. Then this guy, when he's making his initial pit, cannot make it right next to the friend's boundary. Until he distances from the boundary, 3 hambas, and then he can dig. But now when his friend's going to come to dig, he should also distance 3 tvachim in the area of his field, and then dig like that too. Lachilav continues regarding the distancing damages between people of different stories in the same building. Let's say the first floor and the second floor are owned by two different people. So the one on the ground level should not make an oven in his house. Unless he has on top of the oven is a goyva arba amas, as a height of 4 amas till the ceiling, again, that the ceiling should not catch on fire. So too, the person who lives on the second story should not put in an oven. Beneath that oven, a thick floor of 3 tvachim, so that it shouldn't burn downwards. Uvakira, now regarding a stove, tefach, that's enough with a handbreadth beneath. You don't need 3 tvachim. It's not as fiery as a tanner. Now, vim tanner shal nachtoimhu, now let's say it's not just a regular oven, it's that of bakers, which obviously their ovens is hotter and more intense, then tzokshi tacht about ba tvachim, and it's not enough to have just 3, you have to have beneath it some type of a platform of 4 tvachim. And regarding the stove of the bakers, it's not enough for a tefach, you have to have 3 tvachim. Now, even if one kept to these laws, these bylaws, and he distanced the appropriate measurement. And Yatzis Eish Vezik, if the fire does get out and does damage, Mishal Mashezik has to pay whatever the damage was of the neighbor, Kamishi's borrower or the Girsish and his buyer, and claim in its place, which in Hilchas Niskimaman, he's still held responsible. Halachid Beis. Let's say the one on the first story was a store, and the second story was a storehouse. So the one on the first floor should not make loynachtim, shouldn't make a bakery on the first floor, but tzaba, not a paint store, and because these things make a lot of heat. But not a barn of cattle, they shouldn't put hay over there, or similar things, that makes a lot of hot air that's coming out. Because the heat and the steam will cause damage to the produce of the storehouse on the second floor. Therefore, let's say it was a storehouse of wine in Eretz Yisrael, which is a very strong wine, where the heat will not ruin it. So the guy on the first door, on the first floor, can make his store anything having to do with fire that he wants. But he still should not make a barn for cattle. That'll ruin the barn smell, will ruin the aromas of the wine. Now, but let's say the store was originally the one that took first possession, Ledefes of a barn, Lenachtam, or as a bakery, or similar things like that. And then subsequently, the guy who lives in the second story wants to make that into a storehouse. And Yochel Limchizbe, they can't protest on the first one. He already took possession before him. Lochid Gimel. Keep it Balabais. If the owner of the store of the first floor had swept, from the second story, V'ribetz Aliyase, and he already settled the earth with water, which these are all indicators of what he's about to do with this space. Yishadiba b'chaloyin is always increasing windows, which a storehouse needs a lot of light from the windows. Because they last about eight because he wants to make a storehouse. So it's indicating factors he's making a storehouse. B'kodim zebastan now, quickly, the guy on the first floor beats into it and he makes an oven. K'lid m'shayachnas peyes l'aitzim before the guy actually gets the delivery of a produce and makes it into a storehouse. Or let's say shahiskel, let's say shumshimin. Or let's say he starts to gather sesame seeds, zoydimonim with pomegranates, zoydimonim with dates, zoydimonim with similar things that the heat does not ruin them. And this guy in the first floor quickly makes an oven before the guy in the second floor starts gathering wheat, which that would get ruined from the heat. Or let's say the owner of the store makes some type of a cavity on top of his store, to separate between his store and this storehouse. So regarding all these cases that we described, that they're questionable, so therefore the owner of the storehouse could stop him from doing these activities, because ultimately it's obvious that he's about to make a storehouse. But if he did violate, he did make an oven before that guy went ahead and brought in either the wheat or brought in all his produce, the owner of the storehouse cannot force him to remove the oven in all these cases, again, because these are questionable cases, although initially we don't let. But however, if he did violate, we wouldn't be able to have him remove it because of this doubt.